This podcast is brought to you by the Albany Public Library Main Branch and the generosity of listeners like you.
What is a podcast?
God, Daddy, these people talk as much as you do.
Razib Khan's Unsupervised Learning.
Embryos have a 30 to 60% difference in the predisposition to severe diseases. With ORCID, parents can identify their embryo at lowest genetic risk rather than just a random outcome. Our genetic calculator can show the impact of embryo selection. Discuss embryo screening and IVF with a genetics expert. Hey, everybody. Today, I am going to be talking about a new preprint, very important preprint, with the title, The Genetic Origin of the Indo-Europeans. It is from David Reich's lab, who's the last author, and Joseph Lazaridis is the first author, but in the supplements it says Lazaridis, Patterson, Anthony, and I think Vyazov contributed pretty equally to it. And also, Rod Panahasi presumably helped provide some of the samples. There's a lot of people on the paper. I don't want to leave anyone off, but it's obviously a collective work, and I just want to acknowledge that. So it's a pretty big deal. I will say that the paper should probably be titled The Genetic Origin of the Yamnaya and the Hittites, and not Indo-Europeans, but it's close enough for government work. It's a pretty big deal. It's a preprint. It's not accepted yet, but knowing the track record of the Reich Lab preprints, it will probably be published in Nature within a year, probably 6 months, and there will be minor revisions. Figures will be redone, some analyses will be redone, but I think the results are pretty crystal clear. Doubt most people will contend with the results because the data and the results, the outputs of the analyses are just, they're not very disputable in my opinion, but we'll get into that. So I want to talk about the origin of the Yamnaya, because that's what this paper is centrally about. Who are the Yamnaya? If you have been sleeping under a rock and not listening to my podcasts, reading my posts, you don't know, but most of you know. But just to review, Yamnaya basically is, I think it's Russian for pit grave, and it just refers to these people who would bury their probably elite noble dead in these pit graves, like pits of the ground, but on top of them there would be a mound, a vast mound sometimes. So they're called kurgans, and they are all over the Eurasian steppe. The spread of the kurgans into Europe, smaller kurgans, about like 5,000 years ago, was hypothesized by Maria Gimbutis, the Lithuanian American archaeologist who mentored people like David Anthony, J.P. Mallory. It was hypothesized by her that these were steppe pastoralists, nomads that brought the Indo-European languages to Europe. She was pretty much right. I also want to emphasize, and this is a big part of this paper, the kurgans also spread eastward, all the way as far as the Altai pasture lands in Western Mongolia, Eastern Kazakhstan. And these kurgans were obviously created by people that were somehow related to the Yamnaya of the Pontic steppe on the other side of the steppe. Well, genetics over the last decade or so has made it pretty clear that these people of the so-called Afanasievo culture, probably the ancestry of Tokharians, a sneak preview, were basically Yamnaya, pure Yamnaya. There's very, almost like no genetic imprint of anybody else in them. Some of them are found to be related by people on the other side of the steppe. So it was basically one culture that just spread across the Eurasian steppe very, very quickly. That's what it was going on. So, genetic origin of the Indo-Europeans really is genetic origin of the Yamnaya. The Yamnaya is not what they were called, by the way, or not what they called themselves. Probably they called themselves something similar to the word Aryan, but not exactly Aryan, because Aryan only refers to Indo-Iranians. To this day, Ossetians call themselves the people of iron, or iron people. So, you know, there's other, all sorts of words that, like, you know, Iron, Ireland, whatever, Indo-European roots. And it basically means free people or the people. And so I think it's like Hurrios or something, in proto, reconstructed Proto-Indo-European, which you do with, you know, looking at all the daughter languages and figure out some sort of consensus that it could have evolved out of the descendant terms. But in any case, this is the origin of the Yamnaya. Yamnaya, you know about, because they are basically the foundation of, you know, later Indo-European populations. And so when we're talking about the corded ware, they're 75% Yamnaya. I'm talking about Bellbeaker, they're 60% Yamnaya, and so forth. Really, the Yamnaya are the foundational basis of the Indo-European expansions. Christian Christiansen, who I, you know, did a podcast with, as you guys know, you know, he is very, very clear as an archaeologist that, you know, people like in the single grave culture in places like northern Germany and Denmark, they are Yamnaya. Yes, they might be engaging in some sort of mixed, non-nomadic, non-purely nomadic lifestyle, but they're Yamnaya. And, you know, genetically, we know that the corded ware of Eastern Europe, about like, you know, 2900 BC or so, are 3/4 Yamnaya, with the other 1/4 being globular amphora, Neolithic, right? So, you know, to know the Yamnaya is to know the origins of the Indo-Europeans. And prior to this, there wasn't really, there wasn't really that much, you know, understanding of the details of where they came from. If you listen to my podcast with David Anthony, he hinted at some of the possibilities with the Kavalins people and whatnot, but there just weren't enough data. There weren't enough samples. So I think they got 299 new samples, and they reanalyzed or like improved the, marker quality, marker yield out of like another 61 or something. So they have a lot of data now. A lot of data that they could run statistical analysis and do all sorts of things that they couldn't before. So what they could do before was say, like, okay, you have five Yamnaya. These Yamnaya define Yamnaya cluster in your QP admin or admixture, whatever you want to use. And you can estimate your Yamnaya percentage, right? Which is fine. And it shows that the Yamnaya genetic legacy goes from, say, South India all the way to Ireland. You know, it goes in certain parts of the world, like Mongolia, where, you know, we didn't like realize they were, but it's because they're Iranian people, probably Scythian related people that were in Mongolia really early on. And so they contributed to the Yamnaya ancestry. But you can't really say too much about the population history up and down, the breeding size, all these other things about the Yamnaya without more detailed genomic and genetic resources. Well, they have the more detailed genomic and genetic resources. So there are two things to think about here. They have really, really high quality samples with hundreds of thousands of markers from a lot of Yamnaya. Okay, that's one thing. Yamnaya and also pre-Yamnaya, various other populations. And they have a lot of samples from a lot of these populations. So you have the number, the N in the individuals, and you have the N as the marker set. And these are two things that you definitely need to answer a lot of the questions that we've had before. So I think one thing that you have to, when you read this preprint, understand is they're moving a little away from, you know, analyzing in terms of clusters and these reified particular populations, and they talk more about clines. And what does that mean? Well, that basically means that there's genetic variation in the prehistoric steppe, and these populations are emerging out of this landscape of gradual, graded, continuous variation. So there are three clines that they talk about, and in order of importance, in my opinion, I'll just go, there's the Dnieper Cline, or Dnipro Cline, which is, you know, around the Dnieper River, which is modern central Ukraine, the Volga Cline, which obviously is the Volga River going northward into the Urals from the Caspian. And there's the CLV Cline. I'm going to call it CLV, but what it is Caucasus Lower Volga. And so it traces a population of the Lower Volga all the way to the Caucasus Mountains. So the Caucasus Mountains are Georgia, Armenia, etc., right? You know, that whole region, like part of the northern half of it is something called the Kuban Steppe, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. Okay, so these are the three clines, and the populations that lead to the Yamnaya come out of these clines. And so what are the clines? The Volga Cline is very simple-ish, I would say. It's the compound of Eastern hunter-gatherers at the northern end of the cline, and Eastern hunter-gatherers are mostly ancestral North Eurasian, Paleo-Siberian, with a minority of Western hunter-gatherer ancestry that just comes about through their interactions in Eastern Europe with the Western hunter-gatherers of Western Europe. Okay, and so basically what it's showing is there are these foragers.